Wow.
10.
Wow.
The milestone.
Welcome to the Falling Revolution podcast.
Yeah.
Visit the website. It's www.fallingrevolution.com.
That's what he said.
To check out all the content. If you missed any content,
you should go back and look at
it. Go check it out later.
Just click the blog link and just keep going down pages and pages.
Or you can check out, we post a lot of stuff on the page. Henry's not with us today, but he might, Siggy is not with us today, but he might leave you guys some nice little goodies on the page, some articles.
Yeah, he's been posting here and there.
He's been posting.
Hey!
You guys might have seen my first post, which I'm pretty proud of.
Yeah, two posts.
Two posts. Definitely saw the first one. Go read the second one. I'm a good writer.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
No, it's not.
It's actually excellent. I would describe it as.
It's quite good.
What did I say in there? I said that, let's talk about what I said, Mark. Pretty much, me and Mark have been, taking a break from MapleStory because, we're both very busy. Actually, no. Mark's been busy. I'm tired of it. No PvP. It's just really, I'm getting bored of the no PvP.
It's a little repetitive after.
And no power leveling. And like
200 hours.
Right, exactly. After you get your character level 40 or 50, it's like, I do not want to play this anymore.
I used to come over to Zan's house out of nowhere, and he'd be sitting on his computer, just staring at a MapleStory screen.
Right.
What are you doing? Selling stuff? What are you doing today? Selling stuff.
Yeah, you get your character to a godly level, and for what? You don't get to own other kids. You don't get to go up to Little News and beat the crap out of them and say, hey, you suck.
A lot of it's because the 40 to 60 levels are really slow.
They are.
There's no real enemies you can go pwn all of a sudden.
Exactly.
You gotta wait till you get to level 60 and pwn like
coolies.
Two more enemies.
Coolie zombies. Yeah, and then you train on them for the next 40 levels.
Yeah, then
it's not fun.
Nah.
But so I've been looking. I looked for
it's
a PvP
good,
game.
But
I looked for. It is a good game. It's a great RPG.
Hey,
but
it's free.
Diablo 2 I enjoyed because I could kick the crap out of people. And
especially when Aqualand.
Now since my characters on Diablo have all been expired, I am kind of screwed and I kind of went to Quake 3 Arena because it's a gory game, it's fun. It's one of those fallback games. I think there should be a term, it's called a fallback game, where you play it, you have a lot of fun, then for no reason, you go play a different game for hours and hours. You say, okay, I'm tired of this game. Then you go back to the other game because that game will always be fun.
Yeah.
Always.
Mario 1.
Exactly. Mario. Mario is one of those games where you can always just pick up and go play. Sonic the Hedgehog, one of those games where you can always just pick up and go play. What's another one? I'm not going to say Metroid. Metroid, not so much.
Mega Man,
one of those games you can just pick up and go play. All those games that you all have on your computers illegally on your ROMs and on your VBAs and all that.
VBAs.
Yeah, those are just fun games that you can just pick up and fall back on. Fallback games are a good thing to have. And mine used to be Diablo 2, but since I got completely screwed over and now I'm just, I fell back on
Quake 3,
which is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's not bad. I'm going to get into that too again.
Excellent.
I played that mad long ago.
And our name's on there. Mine is Schizoid, of course, in green. My name used to be the Pumpkin Man.
I remember that. It was like Zan the Pumpkin
Man. It was Zan the Pumpkin Man. Then I changed it, which I looked back. I got on and I saw my character, and his name was Pumpkin Man. That was pumpkin and green, a white left bracket, then man in purple, and then a white right bracket. Like pumpkin bracket, man bracket. And I was like, the hell was I thinking? Did I think I was cool or something? I mean, me and my friends used to have this thing in school. They had this song for me. It goes, Zan, the pumpkin man, he has no friends, he has no hands. Okay? So that's where I got that from, because I used to play with those guys from school. But they don't play anymore. But now Mark's Narsh, my name is Schizoid in green, and Mark's on there. He's El Chibo, of course. Any color, Mark? Is that in a color, or is it just El Chibo?
What is
it, a color?
What color?
Is your name colored, or is it just white?
I don't know, you could change it.
Oh yeah, you can change it. You put a carrot and then a number, and it changes the color.
Blue.
Make it blue. I think that's seven, carrot seven or carrot two, one of those.
Yeah, carrot seven, El Chibo.
Nice. All right, so it's a fun game, definitely a fallback game, definitely.
Yeah, not
it's
bad.
Hours of fun.
I started playing that game like.
And there, it's one.
Ago.
It's first of all, I've always loved FPSs. There hasn't been a good one in a while, so I haven't played one in a long time. What's the last FPS I played? Last FPS I played was Half-Life. Ha!
Wow.
No, not back. Not back in 95 when it came out.
I know, okay. The PlayStation version.
I played the PS2 PlayStation version. The PS2 version. Not when it came out, actually, recently. I guess pre-2005-ish. Yeah. Not too long ago.
That's not bad.
But that was the last first person shooter I played, and I couldn't get through that game. The end of it was too hard for me, so I used my Game Shark.
I kept playing that, but I couldn't beat it.
I used my Game Shark, but I did beat it.
I'm eventually. Still stuck at one part, which just makes no sense.
Half-Life 2?
Yeah.
You never beat that game?
No.
Wow.
It's impossible. I've literally been stuck at this one part for just hours and hours, and once a week. And I still can't beat it.
You put Doom 3 on my computer. I tried to play that. My computer couldn't handle it, though.
Really?
Yeah.
It probably could if you lower the settings a bit.
Yeah. There's not that... We tried. We put it on the lowest setting.
How did I put Doom 3 in your computer? You bought it, right?
Oh, I bought it. Right, very legally.
Just making sure.
Very legally.
You saw the receipt, right?
Oh, the receipt is right here. I keep it right here at all times. Right next to my desk.
I'm just making sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right here. Right on my stand.
Good.
Here it is. Crinkle, crinkle, crinkle.
Crinkle.
Doom 3, $59.99.
A lot of money. You with
cardboard box and plastic wrapping.
Oh, and the little CD dual case that was like factory sealed.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta tear it open. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lots of plastic on there.
Oh, yeah.
Good game.
No software.
Good game.
Like, already from a computer.
Oh, what's Bitlord? What? Bitlord?
What?
Bitlord. What?
What the hell is Bitlord?
What? Bitlord. Anyway.
What's a torrent?
BitTorrent. What? What?
I've never heard of this BitTorrent before.
Alright, Mark. Question. Yeah, do we have some
we have?
Some user requests today?
Oh, we have some user requests.
Oh, no way.
From one person.
No way.
Is guess it who?
Travis.
It's Travis.
Alright. Let's,
All right, let me pull it up here. All right, we got a slew of questions from Travis.
Hooray! We love slews of questions.
Number one, what do you guys put in the ultimate GTA game? So, you mean what? Huh?
Oh,
what,
my God. That what, is... Yo, okay, wait a second.
What would you guys put into the ultimate GTA game?
That is so perfect. Because, oh, my God.
MMO.
I was gonna bring it up. I was waiting to bring it up. I was gonna bring it up actually after this. Okay, I'm sitting on the bus today, riding home from my crew race. Okay.
And you saw the time, say, walking down the street with the Tommy gun.
No, I didn't. Right. But, my friend Curtis was playing his PSP, and he was playing Tony Hawk.
Did you punch him in the face?
No, wait a second. He was playing Tony Hawk. Okay, playing his PSP, and my friend Justin was like, "Hey, give it to me." So he passed it over to him. And Justin was done after about a half hour of playing. And I was like, oh, Tony Hawk, I want to play. So I was like, hey, Curtis, hand it here. He passed it over. Guess what was in there? It wasn't Tony Hawk.
It was Liberty City Stories.
It was Liberty City Stories. And I played that game.
And was it Bums?
That game was awesome. I enjoyed that game.
No, you didn't.
So
no, you
much.
Didn't. No,
how
no.
many times have I flamed Grand Theft Auto? How many times have I said that it is the worst game that has ever come out for PS2? Just because...
Have you said that?
You know what? I always say graphics isn't everything, but when they run the game at, what is it, 12 and a half frames per second, or whatever they run it at...
PSP, it's like 2 frames per second.
All right, whatever, man. I am buying Vice City this weekend.
All right, No.
Yes.
By San Andreas.
I'm not... No.
Skip
Vice City.
You have no clue.
Vice City.
I have put so many hours of my life into both Vice City and San Andreas, and it is safe to say that San Andreas completely obliterates...
Which one got game of the year?
San Andreas.
Did it? No, Vice City did.
I bet you San Andreas also did. I don't care. So much better. If you're going to pay money for a game, you can, what's that word that starts with a T and ends with an orant? You could do that to Vice City. But if you're going to pay something with an M and ends with unny, then go for San Andreas, because now it's only $20 for PS2. They lowered the price. It's the greatest hit.
$20?
$20.
Oh, man.
Get it. San All right. Andreas.
I'm getting it. That'll get the man. That's fun.
I've been looking to buy it.
That's good stuff.
San Andreas is great.
It's good stuff.
I guarantee you
before I buy that, which I'm going to make into a fallback game.
It's
definitely a fallback game. Before, because you can just throw in some codes and just kill some people.
Yeah.
Before.
Throw codes.
killing people is the best kind of fallback game there is.
It actually is. We're not Mario.
Well, everything else is just fun. It's fun to kill people. But whether they be live or dead. Well,
the
Following
Revolution Pocket does not condone the action of killing people.
No, we don't. Just in video games. Whether it be you know, live people at computers worldwide or AI, it's still fun to kill people. But excuse me. I'm going to buy that game, but before I do, I'm going to have to buy
Kingdom Hearts 2.
Kingdom Hearts 2. That will be on my gaming rack soon. And after that,
I'm just looking to complete the first one.
I'm still looking to get Metal Gear Solid 3.
Yes, so am I.
Yeah.
I'm waiting to get the
Did you play Substance. Twin Snakes?
I only rented that.
Twin Snakes is amazing. Oh, that's right. You told me about that.
I rented it. You were over my house when I rented
that's
it.
That's right. That's right. And I played it at your house.
And you put in the little code that you see on the back of the box.
That's right.
The code to get you out of the jail cell or something. Right. Or the secret thing. You put in the code and the frequency.
That's right.
And it goes boop.
It's on the back of the box. That's right. That was crazy. That was nuts.
That's good.
Let's go look at that right now. Because that was amazing. On the back of the box, when you go into the, when you go to play, tell them what happens, Mark.
I can't remember what happens. If you look at the back of the box,
as soon as you start the game, when you first start the game, you start it up, and you get to a certain point where it's going to ask you for a code to get by, and a frequency, and they're on the back of the box. Where?
Let me see.
Where on the back of the box?
Where did you see this before? Is that it? 140.15?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, you see it's like a snapshot, like how much of the back of the box have snapshots, and it has a frequency inside the snapshot, like somebody put in already.
Amazing.
Of 140.15, and that's what you have to put in.
Amazing.
It's a good Easter egg. You know what else is also a good Easter egg? Is that there is a thing in God of War, is that, like, they're underneath these statues, they had numbers, and you had to, like, scramble them up and reconfigure them, and you got a phone number out of it, like, 1-800-something, and if you called it up, it was, like, a recording of, like, Kratos and, like, the guy who made the game
talking about that. That's awesome.
Kratos is like, you found the secret code, now you shall die and go to hell and burn, and then the developer's like, dude, hey, you just found the secret code in the game, like, Kratos is like, what game? No, you know the game God of War. I am in no game.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, so you called the number.
Yeah.
I actually God of War is a good game, huh?
I haven't played it.
Really? I played it. I played the demo and I had a fantastic time. Anyway, there's a lot of stuff like that in Twin Snakes. I like this one part when you're fighting I don't know if they did this on
Psychomantis.
I don't know if they did this on
the box office memory card. Talks about it.
Hold on a second. I don't know if they did this in the original game.
I read your mind. It's like Psycho Mantis.
Thanks. I don't know if they did this in the original game, but like Mark said, repeat, please.
He looks at your game save on your memory card and he talks about it.
And he tells you he wiped some. And he tells you that he just wiped everything. It's really cool.
Darkness does that too.
It's really cool. And then there's also this part, like, the screen will black out, and instead of saying video at the top in green, it says Hideo, like Hideo Kojima. I thought that was pretty funny.
That is pretty funny.
Travis!
Oh! Question number two. What's your favorite type of food?
Sushi.
Sushi?
Easy.
Mine would be
sushi and authentic Mexican food. I actually just, a new Mexican restaurant just opened by my house. It's called La Escondida 2.
Oh.
Authentic pork tacos with...
Really?
With sauce and...
Let's get some next weekend.
Next weekend we're doing it.
All right.
They're good stuff.
I gotta try one of those.
Food, Mark?
I'll go with some classic pizza because, like, just kind of think about it. Like, you're always in the mood for pizza.
Yeah. I could go for some sushi right now.
But I mean, like, I really love sushi if it's made good. Like, if you go to, like, a Chinese buffet with sushi, like, sometimes it's good, but not always.
Usually, right.
Because they have, like, Mexicans in the back making it, like, 4-15 hour.
Yeah, actually, the best sushi place around here is called Yama, and it's,
Never heard of it.
It's right over there. It's right over there, right next to your TV. It's that way. It's a 10-minute walk away, and you could
It's not bad.
You could walk there.
The ocean also, by the way.
I actually spent $70 there the other night with Henry.
$70
the other night with Henry. Not total. We spent $120 total, but I spent $70.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Henry spent $50.
Henry spent like $60.
How?
Huh?
Just sushi.
I'm just sushi. Yeah.
All right, where do I make this kind of money?
Well, anyway, Anyway, well, wow. it's a really great sushi restaurant. Actually, the people working there are Chinese. Not Japanese, but that's, you know.
A lot of people do that nowadays.
You hear, Henry was like, he always tells me, he's like, they're speaking Cantonese. Why are they speaking Japanese? He like freaks out. And actually, the last time we went there, the other day, when I spent $70, they were speaking a Korean, I think.
Wow. $70.
It's a lot of money, yeah, but I make good money at this job that I'm doing right now as I make this podcast, so it's fun.
Your bonds!
My job is confidential. And don't tell anyone.
I won't. I was offered a job, too, but I was away on vacation.
Too bad.
Well, when's the next time you're doing crew and you're not able to do your job?
Never. Call All right, me. Let's do it. All
right, what's your dream computer? All right, good to put on the geek glasses here. Okay.
I think my most, like, rewarding computer I could ever have would probably be something by Intelleron Processes, the kind that NASA uses, because those things are fast, man.
I'll take, like, a laptop.
A laptop with, like, a huge modem and a screen the size of an IMAX.
All right, take your nerd glasses off.
Sorry. Okay.
Yeah, I'll just take, like, a godly laptop. Like,
I'll take the computer I have now, except the screen, instead of, like, 20 by 15, is, like, 20 by 15 yards.
So you're pretty much saying any computer, but with a godly monitor.
Yeah. Yeah, computers are not... computer. All right, no, here we go.
I'll take a...
No, check it out.
Intel Duo.
Intel... No, listen to me.
Core Duo.
Okay, 15 gigs, man. 15 gigahertz.
Nah, you want the Core Duo 2.13 gigahertz.
How about this?
It's not out yet.
15 gigahertz.
Whatever you're saying, it's not out yet.
You're right, it's not, because it's the... Intel
dream computer.
It's the... Exactly. It's the Intel...
Oh, dream computer.
It's the Intel Pentium 16 processor
unit.
Too
bad it's not Pentium.
What?
Too bad it's not the Pentium.
Did they?
Yeah.
What are they called now?
Core Duo, Core Solo. They have the Xenon.
What's the best
still,
one?
I
don't know anything about computers. I just play them. Core Duo 15. What are they on now?
2.13.
Okay, I'm looking for the 15.69.
You had a 0.69.
15.69.
And I can't bleep that out either. You're trying to beat the system.
No reason to. It should be fun.
What kind of computer do you own? Alright, Zan doesn't even know what kind of computer he owns, so I want to answer for him. Yeah. He owns Intel 4650 Dimension, or Dimension 4650, I believe, the Pentium 4 2.4 GHz, and a GeForce 5200 graphics card.
What he said.
I have pretty much the same thing. I have a Pentium 4 2.4 GHz, Dell Dimension 4500 instead.
I like these personal questions. These are fun.
Pretty much the same thing about the graphics card. Mine's a Nvidia GeForce 4 Ti 4200. It's not that bad. It gets it done. It can run San Andreas on a computer.
Nice.
If you could change anything... Oh, yeah, my laptop. My laptop's a piece of crap.
It stinks, too.
It's like a Presario 700 US. Has a 14-inch screen. Right now, it's an Athlon XP 1400 Plus, which you might say, hey, that's not too bad. Well, the fact that I bought this laptop off eBay, so it was already owned. The fact that the screen hinges are loose. Some of the things just plain out don't work on it anymore.
Like what?
I don't know. But there's like a weird mark on the left mouse button.
For being used so much. Henry has a hole in the freaking space bar.
Wow.
From tabbing it with his nail so much.
If you could change anything about the current gen or next gen systems, what would it be and why?
Time will change all things. Time will make them better, and let's just let time do it.
Okay. I would change,
Silence.
I would change, Don't make the Xbox so friggin' huge.
Yeah, seriously. More compactness would be nice.
Yeah.
But that'll come with time.
Yeah.
That's why they came out with the PS2 Slim. PS2 Slim is godly.
What levels are you guys in MapleStory, and what areas are you in? I am a level...
This guy definitely downloaded MapleStory. I'm not even kidding.
I'm a level 48 Fire Poison Wizard, and right now I'm in Ludibri. I'm in the Kyanee server.
I'm a level 41 Assassin.
No.
What?
You're like a level 18 Bandit. Coming Bandit.
Dude, I'm not going to play that character ever again, I don't think.
You gotta do this with FR, man.
No, it's too late, man.
Alright, fine.
It's too late, because back then it would have been worth it because it would have been, you know, uncrowded servers. But now it's too late. Now it's going to be crowded as hell. It is. But anyway, I mean, I missed the last two patches. There's been two patches since
I know. I missed a couple patches, too.
But,
nothing big.
Oh, there's the golden egg thing. Did you miss that?
Yeah, that was in the
fucking game. You could have got a million experience.
A million experience.
Experience, not gold. Yes, a million experience.
Yeah, but how do you find a gold egg? Yeah,
they're easy to find, but they give between 100 and 1 million experience.
They're not that easy to find.
Or 100,000. Either way,
is it still going on? I can't remember.
I don't remember.
I think it is still going on for.
But level 41 assassin, schizoid with a zero. Not a I don't know why you thought I thought I used that on purpose. The O, the zero. I think that's lame. I hate the zero. I changed it on the website from test schizoid just with a zero to test schizoid with a O because I don't like the zero. That was just because the name schizoid was being used.
Alright, in Kingdom Hearts 2, what is your favorite part of the game? Well, neither of us own it, but we've seen commercials in, like, the areas in it.
Let's not even talk about it because we don't even own it.
Well,
we can't say.
My
we can't
favorite
say.
Area.
We can't say.
I just gotta say, I really like the, I've seen in the commercials, the Steamboat Willie.
Oh, I was area. About to say that. I'm excited about
like
that.
That's, like, black and white. And
I'm excited about that.
Cool.
It does.
It's classic.
I'm excited about that and Mulan.
I kinda like the Stitch.
Well, Mulan's my favorite Disney movie. I love that movie.
I've never even seen it.
You've never seen Mulan?
I don't think so.
Oh, God.
We'll watch it next week.
Oh, God.
After pork tacos.
Oh, God.
We'll watch it next week and after pork tacos.
All right, fine.
While
good.
Doing pork tacos.
While, we'll go up, you'll drive over there, pick up some pork tacos, drive back, and watch Mulan.
That sounds good.
All right.
Wow.
We're doing it.
How about that? What kind of cell phone do you guys have? I have a Motorola V600.
What is my thing? Where is it?
I have an LG VX5100 by Verizon.
I have an LG... Yeah. An LG.
What company earphones do you guys like? Well, like or own? Because if I had $2,000 to spend on a pair of headphones, I'd get a freaking pair of Bose.
What are those?
Like the godliest audio company ever.
$2,000?
Nah, more like probably like $400. Like a pair of headphones.
Are those giant ones like that?
Sometimes, yeah.
Because those are the ones I would want. Those are the ones I would want. I don't even care what brand they are. Just like something from Radio Shack. There's giant, fat ones.
That's exactly. I use Radio Shack big ones.
Those are nice, beefy headphones.
I
love
them.
I want a pair
of
those.
They were like $40, but I got warranties on them, so it's worth it.
I'd like a pair of those.
I've been using them for like 4 years.
I'd like a pair of those for sure.
I love it. Do any of you own a copy of FF7? If so, how much would you sell it to me for? I own it, not selling it. End of story. Sorry, but, no.
Yeah, ditto. Although I hate how my box is all messed up.
My box is all messed up, too.
Really?
Glass kind of shattered on it.
Yeah, me too.
Mine too. Do you have the greatest hits box or the non-greatest hits box?
None. Oh, yeah.
So you got the one that,
black. It's
that,
black.
That trifolds?
Oh, wait, no, hey.
The trifolds?
Oh,
or no,
yeah.
Not, like a pamphlet fold. Like, that.
You want to see it? Where? Do you want to be graced in godliness? Because I want to rip it out.
Talk to them while I rip it out.
All right, I'm going to go on to the next question, then, and we're going to go back to that. Henry, why do you like Panasonic so much, even though I got a Panasonic TV and it never worked? Well, Henry's not here right now, but the only reason I bet you why he likes Panasonic is because his favorite J-pop singer, Ayumi Hamasaki, once did a commercial for Panasonic. Isn't that right, Zan?
For sure.
He says for sure, in case you didn't hear him. Number 8. If Apple had to merge with any company, what would you want it to be? Any comments, Dan?
If Apple had to merge with a company?
Yeah.
Would they do that?
If they had to. Like, pick a company you'd like them to merge with.
I don't see them doing that.
Well, Zan doesn't see them doing that. I'm going to go with, Panasonic. I don't know why. I like Panasonic a lot. I just like them because of the quality of their products.
Dude, I lost it.
No, you didn't.
Not even kidding.
You'll find it soon. It's probably in your playroom. I bet you.
Keep looking. Keep talking to them.
Alright, I'm going to keep talking while Zan's looking for his FF7. 9. What are your favorite arcade games? My favorite arcade game would be, classic Simpsons arcade games.
Oh, yeah, definitely. All those classics.
Yeah, Zan's also said the Simpsons.
Oh, remember this game, Intelligent Cube?
Intelligence Cube. That's such a good game.
Do you remember that game?
That's for PlayStation.
That game was awesome.
I love it.
Oh, man.
It's so great.
That game was amazing.
Let's play it next weekend.
Let's play it now.
Now.
Yeah, next weekend.
Next weekend.
After we watch Mulan.
After we watch Mulan.
And eat pork tacos.
And eat pork tacos. Hey, yeah, that's the Fallen Revolution podcast challenge for this week. Tell us what to do next weekend after we play Intelligence Cube, watch Mulan, yeah, and eat pork tacos.
And we know none of you guys are going to because you always ignore our
podcast challenges.
Yeah.
But now we have the Fallen Revolution contest.
Thanks for the support.
Oh, contest.
Thanks for the support.
But not now. The questions are coming soon.
Thanks for the support, you losers.
Yeah.
And I definitely lost my FF7 disc, but
it's fine.
I'll be in the playroom, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, mine's the greatest hits where it opens like this, like pop, pop, and then pop. Like, it's all binded on one edge, it's really thick. See, yours does the, like it opens like a pamphlet.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh, it's not greatest hits. Because you got yours like when it came out.
Yeah.
I got mine like 1999, I think.
Alright.
What do you guys think of Hawaii? I think it needs to get its butt over here.
I think Hawaii needs a. I think Hawaii needs a revolution.
Needs a revolution.
I think Hawaii needs to get with the program. And lose,
I think they need to slap
lose,
some.
I think
some
they need to get
on the left
need,
side of their island there and propel themselves where they belong.
I think they need to lose the skirts. They need to lose the nuts.
I think they need to lose. Travis lives in Hawaii. We're bashing him right now.
I think they need to lose. Oh, he definitely does. We love Hawaii.
No, we don't.
They definitely need to lose the coconuts. And the.
Which side are you going to? Are you going over to China or are you coming to the U.S.?
They're definitely poor. What kind of country freaking chops coconuts in half and uses them as cover ups for their breastises? No one does that. And they're an American country. And they say aloha. Name me another.
That's not American.
I mean, American
Florida.
State.
That's
name
Hawaiian.
Me, name me an American state besides Hawaii that doesn't speak English. The hell's that?
New Mexico.
Some people there speak English. No one in Hawaii speaks English.
No, they speak.
Listen
Hawaiian.
To me. Yeah, you get
which
off.
Which consists of slurred English plus aloha.
When you get off the plane,
and everybody
they
is
have,
evidently a
do you know
brother.
How many letters they have in their alphabet?
They actually have an alphabet.
They have 12 letters.
Oh.
A L O H. That's aloha. Four. That's
just,
four right there.
Just spelling aloha again.
A L O.
Coconut. C O C. We cancel the second C. Cancel the second O.
Coconuts. They probably call coconuts like Loha Hollows or something. Loha Hollows. Yeah, definitely.
Yo, after Mulan and pork tacos and Intelligent Cube, let's go drink some Loha Hollows.
It's all like, la la hula la la lo la la. Hula, hula, wait, you, hula, hula.
Yeah, too bad coconut milk is the worst milk in the face of the planet next to goat milk.
I like goat cheese, though. Goat cheese is good. But, hey, man.
Hawaii, you guys need to get some cows. You guys need to stop with the coconut milk.
No, man.
Because that feels pretty friggin' disgusting.
Hawaiian is good stuff, man. I'd like to go to Hawaii. But it's like, as soon as you get off the plane, it's all like, you try to say hello, but all that comes out is aloha. So you're all messed up,
man. And then you leave, and you're also like aloha.
Exactly.
That doesn't make sense! All right.
Next question, please.
That's it? Yeah, thanks, Travis. You only gave us 14 questions. We need more.
Oh, don't. Don't.
Don't what?
Don't.
Don't what?
Don't.
Don't what?
He'll give us more.
Oh. Yeah, Travis.
14 questions.
That's enough.
Actually, you know what? 21 questions.
21 questions.
That should be our limit. 21 questions.
All right, everybody can submit up to 21 questions per episode.
That would be like ultimate content.
Ultimate content.
I'm out of content now because I told you about my Grand Theft Auto experience, and I was so excited to tell you, and I've already told you, so now I'm screwed.
Oh.
What else do we have on the podcast? Because I'll make content as we go.
All right, well, we're about halfway in.
Excellent.
Let's talk about the third Following Evolution contest.
Third? There's three of them?
Yeah, there's three of them.
Wait a second.
You're allowed to enter the first two.
What's the first one?
Super Mario 64 DS.
What's the contest?
Our contest.
What is it?
You have to draw a fan art of your favorite Mario character.
That is awesome. Like,
are you going to do it?
I might.
All right.
I'll have my friend do it for me, and he'll win it, and then get me the game. I don't have a DS.
You're going to be getting a DS.
Tetris! Tetris DS!
Tetris DS!
Oh my god!
Oh god!
That game is so much fun.
That game is so fun.
Teroxor.
Teroxor.
Teonzor.
Teonzor.
Te P W N Z 0 R X Q Y Z.
Dude, he said zero. That zero. Really means something.
Dude, this game is. You know what? Just go read my article on www.fallenrevolution.com.
Like he said.
Yes.
Alright, now, the third Falling Revolution contest brought to you by iTradeVideoGames.com. Check out their site for the greatest in trading video games.
Is this you publicly broadcasting them?
I'm giving them advertising.
Alright, Vaughn. I mean, Mark.
Vaughn.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, drop it.
Just drop it.
Alright. Alright, so what are we asking here?
Alright. Here's what we're going to be doing. For the third contest, we'll be giving away a copy of Sonic Rush for the DS.
Oh, wow.
Anybody can enter except for myself, Henry, and Zan.
Wait, what's the second challenge?
Oh, the second one. Well, the first two are on the website. The second one would be for a copy of Ultimate Spider-Man DS.
Mm-hmm.
What you have to do is you have to submit a picture or video showing off your gamerness.
What?
Like, prove to us that you're a gamer.
How's that work?
In the best way possible.
I don't get it.
You could, for instance, take all your games, put them into a giant pile, like a giant collection, take a picture of them, like, check out my godly collection, take a picture of your walls of your bedroom, something with massively filled with, like gaming posters and whatnot.
I got that.
Actually, Zan, I'm looking in your room, I'm seeing one gaming poster, a couple skateboarding, and one with two chicks, which I'm not going to get into right now.
Well, you know what? One.
It's good, though.
Two. I got the Cloud, man. Cloud on the bike.
What's this? Oh, Devil May Cry. I missed that one.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. Or you could just do something completely outrageous that has to do with games. Like,
I love wall scrolls. I have two wall scrolls in their both
games. Like, take your car, drive out to like a really populated shopping center, open all the doors, and just blast game music.
That would be awesome.
Do like some Katamari theme music, really freak some people out, man.
Oh yeah, and then like freak roll stuff. Out. Then like kind of grab, like go buy one of those giant medicine balls and just kind of roll it around.
If you did that, I would.
That's like automatic win right there.
You win right
there. That's the win. You go in, buy a medicine ball, come out, blast Katamari music from your car, and roll it around. That'd be awesome.
Instant win.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Can I do it?
Yeah, you're gonna win Ultimate Spider-Man then.
I don't want it. Never mind. Sorry, I'm not doing it. But I'd do it.
Do it.
With my car that I don't have.
Your bonds! Alright. The third and final revision contest brought to you by iTradeVideoGames.com is for the prize of Sonic Rush.
Sonic Rush.
Sonic Rush.
Sonic Rush.
That's a good game.
Sonic Rush. Sonic Rush. Sonic Rush. Sonic Rush. See if my, recordings were all similar?
They were very similar.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Sonic Rush! Sonic Rush! Sonic Rush!
Alright, Dan, we know you can sit here and speak in the exact same frequency over and over.
I love it.
Alright. We're gonna ask.
Wait a second!
Oh my god!
You can win Sonic Rush! Sonic Rush!
What you have to do is.
I'm serious!
We're gonna.
You can win Sonic Rush?
Yeah.
How cool is that?
It's great. It's
that's the snowboarding one, right? Sorry, that's Sonic Race, right?
That's not like Riders.
Oh, Riders.
We're talking the DS game.
Sorry if I don't like the crappy new Sonic games.
No,
sorry.
Dude, this is a 2D platformer.
2D? No way, this is the one that looks all cool and stuff, right? Oh, no way.
Where the character's like 3D, but you're still running at 2D playing for DS.
Why is it such an easy contest to win this game?
It's not easy contest.
Oh, God, it's easy.
Oh, it's kind of hard, I think.
Dude, it's easy.
It's a good game. But they're listening to the podcast. That's what matters.
They are listening to the podcast, that's right.
It's a good game.
Yo, you guys can win this game so easily. Are you ready? This is how you gotta win.
We're gonna read off 10 questions, and then what you're gonna
are these gonna be on the website, or are these exclusively to the podcast?
Exclusive on the podcast. The only thing the website says is listen to the podcast.
I'll leak it to you guys on the website.
No! Tay Haxor!
No, I won't. I'll do no such thing. You guys will have to do this on your own.
We're gonna read off 10 questions related to gaming and the Falling Revolution website.
Oh, God.
Any questions about the website, will be found on the website, most notably the fact I already wrote about the history of Flying Revolution.
Wait, there's questions on the website?
Nah, like, the answers can be found there in some ways.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
And then, from this moment, well, from the day this episode launches, which would be tomorrow on Monday, you have 1 week to answer them.
Which so will be until...
These will be due Monday the...
Monday the...
31st, I think?
Monday the 31st.
I think that's what it is. Let me double check it.
Yeah, double check it.
Yeah, the 1st of May.
May 1st.
May 1st is when the questions are due.
Oh, wow.
What you have to date. Is just, do not post them in a comment on the website, or the comment will be deleted and you're disqualified. You must email me the answer to all 10 questions. You can just use the email us link on the website. There is email links for me on the profiles page. Just get them to my email box and put a subject along the lines of Flying Revolution Contest 3 question answers. Now, nice. Whoever gets the most answers correct wins. If there is a tie, the names will be thrown into a hat and one will be picked at random amongst the winners.
Nice.
Of who are tied. Question 1. What is the name of the creator of Tetris, or who is the creator of Tetris?
John Ronson. Dick Tracy?
That's incorrect.
McElroy.
Don't give away the answers. No!
John Madden.
Oh, man.
John Madden.
You got it. Alright.
There's a freebie for you guys. John Madden.
If you put that, I'll be so damn surprised. Who is the famous Nintendo mascot Mario named after?
Oh, God. Wait, I know this one. It's... I won't say. What's next?
What hunter rank does Mega Man X, or Rockman X, start with in Mega Man X, or Rockman X, the first game on SNES?
That's exciting.
What hunter rank? That's tough. Yeah, search to Google.
That is tough.
Try and find it. What was the name of Samus' commanding officer previously before Metroid Fusion?
He had an officer?
A CEO, commanding officer.
He had an officer? It was a joke. It was to throw them off.
Oh. Number five. How many playable characters are there in Mario Kart DS? Think closely to that one.
How dare you?
Was the name of the DJ who demoed Electroplankton at Nintendo's E3 press conference in 2005?
Oh god, that's a good one.
Yeah, it is. I came up with that one.
That's a good one. My question's paling compared to yours.
What month and year did the Following Revolution blog launch?
Nice.
Not the website, the blog.
Nice.
First one. The one that Zan never posted on.
In what way is that related to games?
I said, or things about the website, / blog, whatever.
So it can't be my favorite music.
What?
I couldn't ask a question about my favorite music, right?
I don't think so. Okay. Oh, I don't know.
Well, that's
questions are done, they're set in stone, they're good.
Well, I feel that my questions are incredibly lame in comparison to yours.
Here's one of Zan's. What is the first possible item you can get in Devil May Cry for the PS2?
Devil May Cry 1.
The first one.
That's first possible item.
How many chapters...
Not even item. Oh. First possible thing. The
you can collect,
first
get,
thing
receive.
You can collect in that game.
How many chapters are there in total for Final Fantasy VII Before Crisis? You know the Japanese cell phone game? It was episodic content. They released episodes.
That was in Japan. Japan. Le la hall of hell, la français, Japan. Sorry.
That was French.
Sorry.
How many of the keyblades from the first.
This is my question, this is my second one. Everyone listen, this is exciting.
How many of the keyblades from the first Kingdom Hearts were related to Final Fantasy games?
Were references to.
References to the Final Fantasy games.
Not direct. Maybe even indirect. Maybe even just the same name as a character or summon-ish, maybe.
And there you go.
Just pay attention.
That's the 10 questions.
Listen to the podcast.
You are listening.
Write them down. Write them down.
Find the answer. Email them to my inbox.
And hey, don't you turn off the podcast now just because you got the questions.
Listen on. No, we've got plenty more content.
Don't go away. Right now. We've got plenty more coming after this. Da-na-na-na. All right, we're back. We've got content. You want commercials?
The Fallen Revolution podcast or Fallen Revolution contest.
Here's a commercial.
Third one is brought to you by iTradeVideoGames.com. Go there for all your trading video games needs. Trade your games for top-notch value.
And wear Vaseline. Thank you. The end.
All right, back to the Fallen Revolution podcast, episode 10.
Oh, God.
Milestone. That's a milestone.
I feel like we just did this.
Yeah.
Deja vu.
Deja vu.
We should call this episode Deja vu.
No, we shouldn't.
You're right. I stand corrected.
All right, we've got no more user requests.
Oh, God. What terror.
We've got the contest out of the way. Let's talk news.
We got news.
Oh, we've got tons
this,
of news.
This podcast is about news.
We didn't even see any news last week. Why don't we get to that now? Also?
That's why we lost all our viewers. That's why no one's even going to listen to this. Except
Travis.
We got
Red Steel. First Revolution game showed off.
How about,
what do you think about it, Zane? You saw the screenshots. What do you think?
You know what? I'll tell you what I think. I think that, quite frankly, I'm not impressed.
Oh, man.
I said it.
You're bummed.
I said it.
I'm
not impressed. I'm not impressed.
This is a godly FPS.
I'm not impressed. It looks good. It looks good. Okay? Looks as in not the game looks good. I'm saying the screenshots look good. But,
you can, like, move the remote around, like,
but,
a gun.
Hey,
and
buddy.
You get the sword. Wi-Fi? Online?
Hey.
Free?
They're not the best I've seen.
What? Graphics?
They're not the best I've seen.
Graphics?
Right.
Of course they're not. They're on par with 360, though.
Oh, sure.
There you go, Mr. PS3.
Alright, you know what? Fine. I guess
I have a PS2. Graphics don't matter. Matter. Blah, 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 blah.
I'm partially it's just graphics. We haven't seen any video. There's no way to tell if the game's going to be good. There's nothing to say about it except graphics. And the graphics are on par with 360. So, yes, they're good. Okay, but
you
I'm not.
Details of the game.
I wasn't wowed. I've seen those graphics on 360. So, it's not like I saw them and I was all like, right. Holy crap. Oh my god, wow.
Interesting. I like your view on it. It's not bad. But, I mean, there are more.
When we see more of the game. Okay, once a long time ago, I was watching a special on G4, and there was something about some game where, huh?
What's special? I'll know it.
I think it was Icons. I'm not really sure.
Icons not special.
Well, I mean, it was a
show.
It was a show. I'm not sure what it was. But there was this thing. There was this game about where you were, like, some sort of guy, and there were, like, I think it was a computer game, but it had the best graphics I've ever seen in my entire life. And it showed 3D renderings of an ogre and a dwarf, I think. And the dwarf had an axe, and he had, like, a chainmail on, and the ogre was, like, this big hulking beast. It was very, very reminiscent, of Lord of the Rings. And they showed very little, gameplay. But what they did show of the gameplay, they showed, this guy, he fought a little bit with his sword, again, in this, like, it was, like, I think, pretty sure it was, like, in a rainy area, and then he was in this huge white hall, something you might see at, like, the end of Devil May Cry 1, right before you go to fight Mundus, and you, yeah. Anyway, it's something.
Hey, spoilers!
Spoiler, but it looks, most of you have played Devil May Cry 1, right? So that question I got for you was easy, right? It looks something, okay, you know when you go to fight Mundus at the very end, he's sitting in his giant chair, and he's all like, he says that thing about, you know, that one thing that you're not, you know, I'm not going to let you know. But,
he says that one thing, I'm not telling you.
You know, right before you whip out the Sardis board and go Devil Trigger for the first time with it, you know that part? And then you fly through the air shooting fireballs at him, and it's awesome fight.
Right, you just ruined the ending.
Yeah, I did for you guys. But you know what? It's like, you know that huge white hall you have to walk through?
No.
Or at the end of Devil May Cry 3 when you're going through the platforms, and and there's that giant foot with the secret mission right around back, you know? And you're walking through that giant white hall.
Zan.
It's almost like a cameo. of Devil May Cry 1.
It's almost like Red Steel. What's
the point is giant white hall. So you're in this giant white hall, right?
What does this have to do with Red Steel?
I'm telling you about the game I saw on G4.
Oh.
You're in this giant white hall, and you see this goblin running at you, and this guy pulls out an arrow, a bow and arrow, this like huge decorated bow with looks like it's like a silver bow with like white lining. It looks like
I definitely have no clue what you're talking about.
And he pulls it out. You see that he pulls the arrow. You see the hand go back, pulls out the arrow, like Zelda style, you know, cocks the arrow. And lets it go, and it hits the guy in the face, and he dies. Okay?
Alright.
Okay. Point is, those graphics are amazing, and that looks like it's going to be a phenomenal game when it comes out.
But there are more details about the game, where it normally starts out, because...
What, Red Steel?
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
There's going to have to be, like, a good aspect of strategy in the game, where running and gunning may not just be the best option. Like, you could kind of think, like, oh, I could shoot his hand... So the gun flies out of his hand and he can't shoot me.
What was the last game I played with that?
You can do something like that. Or then, a good way is to almost like...
Medal of Honor has something like that. If you shoot him in the legs, they kind
of
limp.
Think of it this way. You almost have that, like a gang and you're going to try and get people...
Medal of Honor, not Rising Sun. That game was terrible. I'm talking Frontline. Frontline. Like, best Medal of Honor game there ever was.
Like, for instance, if you're fighting like a gang lord or something...
Why is there gang lords?
Because there are a whole bunch of gangs.
Oh, there's gangs in this game.
Well, like Chinese gangs.
You just strike my interest, Mark.
And like, if you're fighting a Chinese like gang lord or whatever, and if you almost kill him, like if you take the sword and you begin to slash to him, but you stop right before him, so you like scare him, you impress him, so then he gets like him and his posse to go chill with you.
No stuff like way.
That. Like, you gotta, like, fight him.
No but way.
Like, finishing him off, you gotta like, get him, to, like, a sliver of health left, and then, like, yeah, you're with me now.
No way.
Something like that.
No freaking way, man. Yeah, game of the year.
Game of the year.
Game of the century.
I just took you from, who cared about that crap, to game of
That's
the year.
That's amazing. Is that what they're doing with Revolution? Because I read nothing. I just saw the screenies.
The screenies.
Oh, wow.
There's
game
stuff,
of the
like,
year.
There's even like one versus one sword fights, like tactical sword fights.
Oh god!
One versus one.
Mark
holding the revolution.
I sweat myself. I just soiled myself. This sounds amazing.
I know it does.
Oh god!
Now you're excited.
Excited. I'm ecstatic. This is like the best game of all time.
Ubisoft is saying it's because they're going to make it a system seller.
And it's Ubisoft.
Ubisoft, not even
the makers of Rayman, which I had lots of fun with when I was 12.
That's a third-party game.
And Prince of Persia.
Yeah. That's nuts.
That's amazing.
That's big.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Gigantic.
Famitsu is now...
Almost as big...
Oh.
As... The last boss in... Shadow of the Colossus. You know, the big hulking guy that throws lightning at you, and then you have to run by, and you climb up the top, and then you have to jump on his hand, and then you shoot his arm, with the arrow, and you hit the black spot, and then he grabs his shoulder with his arm, and then
you
jump from the hand.
You know, X-Play things are all cool in a spoiler theater. Well, we just spoiled four games for you.
Jump off
5 minutes.
Jump off the hand, and onto his shoulder, then you climb up the top of his head, and stab him until he dies, and then he falls, and then you find out that your princess is actually this and that, and you're actually... When you're reborn, you're Eco, sort of, and it's a little cameo. Oh, God! I am so sorry! Oh, I just said it! Oh, I'm sorry! I'm sorry! Oh, I said it. I'm sorry.
My jaw just dropped.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Reincarnated as Eco?
Yes. Yes, wow. I said it. Yes.
So it's a prequel to Eco.
It's a cameo sort of thing, less than it is a prequel.
Wow, that's big.
But God, that game is...
Alright, well, let me ruin Sonic 2.
Yeah, ruin Sonic 2.
If you get all the emeralds, then you beat the game, then you do a jump dash and hit Robotnik.
No way!
There you go. And if you don't go the emeralds...
Oh, look at that laugh. That made a cool wave.
If you don't... Look at the equalizer on the recording program. Measure the volume gain of his laugh.
Oh, jeez.
And if you don't kill the emeralds, you don't jump dash at it.
Which I never did.
And then it says, collect all the emeralds.
I had to fight stupid Robo Mecha Uncle Sonic.
Robo Mecha Uncle Sonic. in the Hungry Podcast Challenge.
In the cartoon, for the next 2 weeks. In the cartoon, that dude was his uncle.
Yeah. I don't think he's ever in a video game called Mecha Sonic Super Uncle Man.
That was awesome. I had to fight him and I died. And then I got,
yeah, you had to fight him. I missed
the there was no saved game, and then I got all the way back to him, and then I died again. And then finally I beat the game, and it took me 3 hours.
And you didn't have any picture proof that you just discovered a secret boss nobody's ever played.
I'm sorry I just destroyed Wanda and the Colossus for you all.
Wanda and the Colossus?
Well, I still have that name in my head. I love that name. I'm sorry I just destroyed Shadow of the Colossus for you all. I'm so sorry. That game is so good. I love the way in the end you turn into, you know, that big hulking beast. It's the best. God.
All right, what other news do we got? We got E3 coming.
Could you, like, put a spoiler warning on iTunes? Because I feel really bad now.
You do? Well, I mean, the game's been out for a while.
That's true. If you haven't beaten it yet, you're all...
If you haven't even bought it yet.
Yeah, if you haven't bought it yet. Well, here's the thing. Yeah, that's right.
If you bought it by now, then you've beaten it because it's addicting. But if you haven't bought it yet, then you're bummed. And there you go. Maybe this will make you buy it.
Yes, sissy. La 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 la. That didn't work. Anyway, what were we just saying?
Well, what other news do we got? We got E3 coming. That's in about 2.5 weeks.
Oh, God.
Oh, perhaps the biggest news.
Red Steel. We weren't done with that.
I think we were kind
of. No, we weren't. What were you saying about it?
All the stuff you could do in the game.
Well, I think it's going to get the game of the year, because that sounds fantastic. Ubisoft, that's right. Ubisoft. Rayman, which I had lots of fun with when I was 12, and then Prince of Persia, because Prince of Persia is a good game.
We got big news.
It's the end of time. Second one wasn't so great. I still
Second one was bun.
Still haven't beat that.
I don't like it.
I hate the Haka.
The Haka?
The Dahaka.
What's the Dahaka?
The giant hulking beast that chases you around.
At the very end of the game that makes beat the game, which in the Prince of Persia, gets reincarnated as the boy with his blob.
I was going to say...
the NES cameo.
I was going to say Onimusha.
Onimusha, that's a good one.
Gets reincarnated as Samunosuke.
Samunosuke.
That's a good game, too. Onimusha Warlords.
Never played it.
I beat it. It's a good game.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of playing Odama right now.
Odama?
And Brain Age.
What are those?
The DS and Cube game. Huh. I've been reviewing them, the games I got from Nintendo to review.
Right.
They're quite good.
Really?
I like them.
So they actually send you good games even though you're a newbie?
No, I can request any game I want.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah, it is very excellent. Advent Children.
Coming out.
Need I say more?
When's it coming? When's it coming? Remind us.
Tuesday. The 25th.
Amazing.
And since you'll be listening to this on Monday, well, if you download it when you should have, then it will be tomorrow.
That's amazing. That means that I'm going to be... Dude, I have no money and I need money.
It's $20. Go get a refund from your sushi place. Go throw up on them and say, give me my money back.
I need money for Kingdom Hearts 2. I need money for Advent Children.
Well, Advent Children is first and foremost.
Indeed.
Right? You have Crew Tuesday, don't you?
Yeah.
What time do you get off of Crew?
Are they going to have it at eBay?
Yeah, they will.
Excellent.
Go there. Buy
I'll
it.
Go.
Cherish it. I love it. What time, do you get off of Crew?
What time do I get off of Crew?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, 6.
Alright, I'm going to come over. We're going to watch because I want to see your initial response in the movie.
Cause excellent.
It's that godly. Sounds like I've already seen it. What's a T with an orant? I don't know what that is.
You know what, Mark? What? Me neither. And I don't know how you've seen that movie. You must be some sort of demigod.
Demigod. It's a great movie.
Speaking of Demi, Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy VII has a skill called Demi, which is a gravity spell.
Yes. Gravity I never used. I never used gravity in the Final Fantasy games. Especially
bonds.
Not in 10. It sucked.
Although
in 10.
The one boss, which gives you Red 13's Last Limit Break... The guy who's in a Shinra mansion, you find him in a city.
What is Red 13's Last Moment Break? What does it do? Where do you get it?
And how does it affect you? I'm trying to remember what it's called. It's, Cosmo Memory. You find it in the Shinra mansion after beating the boss monster who is weak to gravity. I can't remember his name, though, but he has, like, half of him's red, half of him's blue.
That dragon thing?
No, not a dragon thing. Like, a monster, like, a big head with, like, arms and legs. Like, half of him's, like, red and fiery, and the other part's, like, blue with, like, a bald head. I guess they're, like, ice and fire.
Huh?
He's the guy, remember?
The zombie thing.
In the Shinra Mansion. You get to the safe. You open the safe. Safe pops open. Boss.
Oh, that giant thing.
Yeah,
that giant thing. I remember him. Yep. Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, that gives you Cosmo Memory. The 9999 damage to everybody.
I hated him.
Everybody hates him.
Cosmic Memory automatically does $99.99.
Nah, but you should be strong.
You know what? I got everyone's last limit break in that game, but you know what I didn't get?
What?
Guess.
Eric's last limit break? Great Gospel?
Did you?
Oh, no. I got it.
No, I didn't.
Untape Poonzor.
But Eris, I never concentrated on Eris because she, you know, things happen to her later, and she's not worth playing so much. But I didn't
Dude,
get...
you gotta give her the most respect possible.
That's true.
Her,
that is
I
true.
I get her last
Listen,
limit break right away.
I didn't get,
How could you not?
What does it do?
Your taste sucks, or...
What's it do?
It just practically just wins.
Really?
It just makes you win.
I didn't all get, right,
well, it, like, heals all your party, takes away their status problem, gives your health... Freezes the enemy, does a million gajillion things, I don't even know. Like, makes him invincible.
I didn't get final score.
What?
Final score.
What's that?
Barret's last.
Barret's last is...
Barret's last weapon.
Oh, weapon. That's a tough
So one. I was stuck using
Because you can miss it.
I was stuck freaking using enemy launcher the whole game.
I got it by accident, like I think the first time, because it's a very easy to miss weapon.
Yeah, you have to have Barret on your team to fight Hojo.
When you're going up on the steps to get to beat Hojo on the third disc, you have to have Barret on your party. And if you do have him on your party, then the chest, there will be a chest up there. And when you click on it, Barret pops out of you and says, oh yeah, this will get Hojo. And you get, it says, like, received final score.
You know, Final Fantasy VII is going to be the story of that game. Is going to be, like, passed down from generations. When PS2 is so obsolete that it's, like, as obsolete as freaking Atari. Or not even. As obsolete as like, what was that? Something Vision.
ColecoVision.
ColecoVision. When it's as obsolete as ColecoVision, then people are going to say... I said PS2, didn't I? I meant PS1. When that system is as obsolete as ColecoVision, or all the PS systems... You know, when there's just one...
When Sony's dead.
When Sony's dead and there's just one primary gaming system and it's called Game System or something like that.
Nintendo Game.
The Game.
Nintendo Endgame.
Yeah, something like that. When everything else is obsolete, people are going to tell the story of Final Fantasy VII as if it were a fairy tale. As if it were a myth, a legend, a true story.
It will never end.
It's
And for those of you who don't know the story, I pity you. I really feel sad for you.
Yeah, it's the God of Games. If there is a god,
if they made it into a novel,
if there is a god,
it would inspire me to read.
If there is a god, look, I did it again. If there is a god,
he would play FF7.
If there is a god, he loves FF7. If there is a god, he loves it.
Final Revolution does not condone the idea of atheism, and we are just saying a what if situation because God does play FF7.
Definitely, no matter who your god is, whether it be Buddha or Zeus.
Zeus.
They play FF7, and they love it. And you know what else they play? Kingdom Hearts. Mark, have you beaten that game yet?
They can only play one video game. They can only
have you beaten Kingdom Hearts yet?
No, but they can only
Because that game is my second favorite video game of all time.
But it's not your first.
That's true. It's close.
But it's not your first.
I know, but trust me, it's close. There's like a raging battle in my mind between those two games.
What about Heaven, children?
Yeah. Tomorrow. I'm getting it.
I gotta find a way here so I can watch you play it.
Yeah, well, you know what? Forget Mulan. Forget Mulan. We're watching Advent Children.
Next weekend also. We'll watch both. We're gonna watch Advent Children, then go get beef tacos.
Pork tacos.
Come back, watch Mulan while eating pork tacos, then watch Advent Children in the opposite language.
Ownage.
The English voices aren't that bad.
You know what? I'm definitely going to watch the Japanese version because I was never...
Watch the Japanese first, watch the English.
Oh, trust me, I'm going to see that movie like 10 times. I've never been much of a fan for
us. Make sure you watch both, but watch the Japanese first.
Mark.
It's really great to see some of the English, though, because now you can actually get direct ideas. Because when I watched it in fan subs, don't ask me how I got it. Like, some of the things were a little bit off. Like, it was still understandable 100%.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't the exact quote you were meant to hear, kind of. But now with English, you can hear extreme quotes like Sephiroth saying, like, I will sail this planet to the cosmos and find a new planet, and upon its soil build, like, a devastating new land or something. Just extreme godly quotes like
what
that.
What did you just do?
Nah, it's just like an extreme quote he said. Not
you
like
just
a,
destroyed not my a, experience.
No, not a plot boiling quote, but just like a guy like Sephiroth saying it.
Something he would say that you can just repeat to all your friends when you feel exactly. like being demonic and holy.
Exactly. He just stands there and is like, and I will ride this planet as my vessel through the cosmos just as my mother did years ago. And we will find a new planet and upon its soil build a new land.
Mark.
I love it.
Let's close it up.
I just hate the time when we have to close it up.
Me too, but it's time.
We have to end episode 10 of the podcast.
Just hit 1 hour. Perfect timing.
It's such a milestone.
You know what?
Episode 10.
Episode 10. One,
we've even got the
zero.
Contest now. We've got... I'm reviewing games for Nintendo. E3 is coming up. It's really a great time for Final Revolution. The hits are going high.
It's nice, man. It's nice.
It's going good.
I'm going to sleep. I'm tired, and I'm going to sleep.
You're going to sleep?
Yeah.
I still got to drive home.
Sorry, Mark.
I'm not tired, though.
I'm going to go finish up my job, if you know what I mean.
Your bum's job.
And then go to sleep.
Get, all right.
I got paid to do this podcast.
Yeah, true. I didn't.
We should start getting some sort of funds for this.
I did have a donation link on there for a while.
And what?
No, we donated. And then when I switched to the website, I couldn't get the donation.
Maybe someday we'll have millions of viewers. We should, like, not do another podcast for, like, a month.
No.
Yeah?
No.
Let viewers build up, you know?
We're doing one next week.
Really?
Next weekend, after the second viewing of Advent Children. And Intelligence Cube.
We should wait for Henry, seriously?
Dude, you realize he's not going to be available for, like, 3 weeks? We'll get a guest host for the next show. I got some people.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't want to meet your people.
Some call-ins and stuff.
I don't want to meet your people.
What?
I don't want to meet your people.
All right, fine. Don't meet my people.
Travis can call us.
Travis! Get that Hawaiian phone company together and call us up.
Probably uses a coconut with a wire in it.
He probably don't have long distance. He probably just yells out his window, "Yo, cuz! What's going on?
Aloha!
You want to go surfing? Because we don't do anything else here!
Hey, man!" Oh, no, that's Jamaica, right?
Hey, man.
Aloha! Dude, what did I say earlier?
Aloha, dude! Surf, por favor!
That's Spanish, you idiot!
Surf,
por favor. Well, let's figure. Well, if coconut is, what was it, La Hoha Hoha?
La Hoha Hoha.
La Hoha Hoha?
La Hoha.
And hello is aloha, then.
Aloha, aloha.
Por favor, which is please. Please has gotta be like. Oh.
Please, bro.
Oh. Huh? Oluha.
Ula. Ula.
Ula. Ula. Ula. Ula.
Ula.
Ula. Ula. Ula. Ula. Ula. Ula.
Ula. It's like a Chili's commercial, but too bad because that place closed down because they were dirty and they weren't approved by the FCC.
All of them?
I don't know.
Chili's got shut down?
I think so. But while I was in Philadelphia, I
thought. Hey, Wendy's had a thumb in its freaking chili, man.
Oh, that's disgusting.
You didn't hear about that?
No, I didn't.
Some girl put a thumb in her chili and blamed Wendy's, and then she got arrested because she's the one that put it in there, so obviously she had a thumb, so there's something wrong with that, you know.
Wait. Human thumb. How?
And
how did she get a hold of it?
She sued Wendy's, and then she got sued back because they found out that she put it in there. Wait. How'd she get a hold of a human thumb? That's why she's in jail.
How did she?
I don't know.
Or is it not able to be said on this podcast?
Not able to be said, I'm sure. That's why we're closing it down.
All right. Have like an ending thing we're going to do here? Like that one we did in episode 8?
Maybe someday when we're back on my computer, but this is upstairs on PC. No, I can't drum. It's too late.
Yeah. Well,
I could play the guitar for a little bit.
You got a goodbye song, Zan?
Hand me my guitar.
Guitar? When's the last time you... I haven't even seen you play your guitar before.
That's because I never play it.
Because you're buns with it, probably.
I am buns with it, but you know what I can do?
You're going to strum us a goodbye tune for the Final Revolution podcast.
I can do, let's see what I can do. Oh, that doesn't sound good.
That sounded like crap.
Wait a sec.
That's so awful.
Wait a sec. Goodbye. GTA. Night all. Hope you had fun.